Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And one of the things we were concerned about, the words East Coast low were rumbling around early last week. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, some very, very big surf conditions. Thankfully, we didn't suffer as badly as parts of Sydney and further south, although Stockton Beach, the Surf Lifesaving Club, had some very, very, very large amounts of sand taken away. And it's a problem. It seems to be getting worse. We seem to see that the storms and the conditions are getting worse. So what do we do about it? Well, a local inventor's scratched his head and come up with some great ideas called aquatic pyramids. Brent Hutchinson, lovely to have a chat to you this morning. And when we think about pyramids being put on the sand, we tend to think about the old World War II tank traps. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
So we think about the old World War II tank traps.
Yes, they've been around for a long, long time, and they were, I think, placed to do a totally different job.
Yeah. So your pyramids, so when did this all come about? When did this idea dawn on you?
It came to us several years ago, Todd, while we were holidaying in Vanuatu, and I became aware that the marine life and the vegetation and the marine ecology seemed to be slipping away due to hurricanes, cyclones, problems with anchors breaking coral and so on. And so I just started to put some thought into what can we do about that problem, and spent a couple of years toying with different designs, techniques, ideas, and came up with the pyramid design.
So how many ideas did go to the drawing board and get erased from the drawing board over that period?
I'd say, half a dozen.
Okay. So how does it look if you had to paint a mind picture for us today? We understand the pyramid. What does it look like? Holes in it? How big? Dimensions?
Yes, it's a tetrahedron. It's a three-sided pyramid. It's about just over a metre in the length of the base. It's about 900 mil high. Instead of having a pointy top, the top is cut off. So there is a hole in the top, and the sides have varying size and amount of holes for fish to sanctuary inside the pyramid. So the pyramid is hollow. So initially it is a marine or a fish haven. The external or the whole structure is appropriately can host marine vegetation, or coral can adhere to it as well. It will also minimize the appropriately placed underneath jetties. It will also help minimize the tidal energy against boats moored at the said jetty, and can also assist in the hope will assist in the minimising of land erosion when appropriately placed.
So it's a real win-win situation, not just with beach erosion, but fostering, you know, basically an artificial reef situation. How would you envisage it being placed along Stockton Beach? Where and what sort of clumps would you have?
My theory with Stockton Beach, Todd, will be for it to go on land up the back near the area that's been badly eroded, to act as a more of a solid base when nature brings another East Coast low. It will be, I'm of the impression, it'll assist in modifying the damage that the ocean can do.
Because we're seeing pictures out of Sydney today. They're working very, very hard. They've put up a temporary sand break wall for the northern beaches areas there that were affected.
Yes.
What's the council saying at the moment?
Revving in neutral, I think.
Okay. All right, fair enough. We probably need to say no more. So that's the land side of it, and the possibility of getting some of them out and maybe an artificial reef along Stockton Bight somewhere.
I'm not confident, Todd, that this design, because they're small and they weigh around 200 kilos per unit, I'm not confident that they will be appropriate in a volatile surf environment. nothing will stand up to nature's power. But these are more designed for more tranquil waters, such as Lake Macquarie or streams and estuaries and so on. We don't have the volatility and the massive energy that has come through in that recent East Coast low and other big weather conditions that we have.
Okay, well, maybe it's a case of back to the drawing board for some bigger ones. Brent, thanks for your time this morning. Hopefully the council may have a little bit more of a chat with you, and hopefully if it is the best suggestion and best situation, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, I'm very confident that this can be a benefit to land erosion, or stopping or minimising land erosion. And I do hope that the appropriate authorities, doesn't matter where they are, see this as something positive and certainly give it serious consideration, because what we've had in the past, some of them have worked, some of them have been unfortunate failures. I'd like to think that this is something positive that will benefit Stockton and other areas, doesn't matter where it is. If they have a problem, this is something that we are confident should be seriously considered not an alternative, but as a in conjunction with other products or facilities that have had some benefit. Many little bits make up something that might just work.
2NURFM 103.7.